Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dre, how you doing?
Good.
Dude, Jay Cutler here is playing in the last year of his contract, I guess, sort of like you did last season. How difficult was it for you to kind of put that out of your mind as you went through the year, and how gratifying is it to have ended up the way it did?
It wasn't very difficult. It's just what we do. We play football, so you know, all that stuff wasn't really on my mind during the year. And I think it's gratifying. I think, you know, you feel really good anytime you win a Super Bowl. I can't imagine feeling any other way. So I think that was the most gratifying thing, is that we did win. Obviously, what came of that was, you know, felt good also, but it was never really in the front of my in the front of my thought process.
So why have you not been able to kind of recapture that magic, that postseason magic, during this regular season?
Yeah, we just haven't been sharp enough. I mean, I hate to be bland and not really say too much about it and give a great reason, but we just haven't been good enough. We haven't been, precise enough in the passing game. We haven't really been able to get any yards in the running game. We just got to be better. I think we've been good at times, whether it's been a quarter or a half, but we haven't been able to put two halves of football together, and it's tough to win football games when that happens.
Joe, as you've watched Torrey evolve, what in his skill set do you think has been primarily the spark of his development?
Well, I mean, he obviously gets more and more comfortable as time goes on, but, he catches pretty much everything you throw his way these days. Early in his career, he was able to run by guys and do all that, but, you know, he'd drop a couple passes. Well, you know, now he's giving himself the best chance of having good games because he's catching everything. And obviously all the other things that come along with being in the league a couple of years, you know, just running the routes better and, figuring out how to attack guys in certain ways, stuff like that. But I think the biggest thing is just catching the ball consistently.
Joe, how different is this Chicago defense now that Tillman can't play?
You know what? I don't know. It's not like we play against them a ton and get a chance to face these guys and see them and really – really know them that well. So I'm just trying to look at the film and get a good idea for what they kind of do schematically on defense. And then, from there, I'm just going to have to go out there and use my eyes and trust what I'm seeing. But, you know, obviously he's a good corner, and anytime I think you lose a couple good players in the defense, then, you know, you're not quite as strong as you want to be. But like I said, I'm not familiar enough with these guys to know how much of a difference that will or will not make.
Joe, the fact that Ray Rice hasn't had a very strong season, the run game hasn't worked out too well, has that had an impact on the passing game, in your opinion?
I don't know. I'm sure in some way. You know, I'm sure we'd be able to maybe be a little more consistent at times. But, I think they both complement each other, and I think, you know, they go hand in hand. You know, we got to throw the ball better to run the ball, and we got to run the ball better to throw the ball better, you know. It's just trying to find that good balance between the two and have them feed off each other in the right way. And I would say that in both ends, we haven't been performing well enough to kind of help each facet out as much as we'd like to.
So one thing that kind of stands out this year for you is the interception percentage is higher than it's ever been. You know, you mentioned about being precise. Is that what you're talking about? Is there one reason you can point to why the interceptions have come? Have you tried to force balls, anything like that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I threw five in one game. I mean, that hurts you. You know, I mean, without those five, I mean, I haven't really – it's been pretty typical. But when you throw five in one game, I mean, that's half of a season for me. So there you go.
What happened in that one game, Joe?
I don't know. I just, you know, I didn't see a couple guys, a couple balls, you know, just got picked that I didn't really anticipate would. It was just one of those games, and you have to have those sometimes and move on.
Joe, going back to the contract in the offseason again, what type of sense did you have for how rare it is for a franchise quarterback to exist, or, you know, how few there are at that level, and how did that play into your decision-making regarding when to sign and deciding to go into your last year on the last year of your deal?
Say the beginning part of that again.
Yes, sir. You know, what type of sense did you have for how rare a franchise quarterback is, or in other words, like your value as a so-called franchise quarterback, and how that affected your decision-making in terms of when to sign?
Oh, you know, listen, I definitely understand how important it is to have a quarterback and have a guy that you can trust, and really all the good franchises that you can think of have a guy. You know, they're not just cycling through all kinds of quarterbacks. But the biggest factor for me is just what I felt like I was worth and how I felt like I would feel if I didn't just stick up for what I stood for and what I thought was right and what I thought was the best thing for me. So it was really just a personal decision in the end, because I just wanted to be able to go home and look at myself in the mirror and say that I kind of stood up for what I believed was right and what I thought the right decision was.
So I imagine you've kind of, as a quarterback, conditioned yourself to black out criticism, but has it been any more difficult after signing the big contract and having the year you're having?
Has it been more difficult?
Has it been more difficult to block out the criticism, the idea that, oh, he's not playing up to his contract, he's not, worth that?
Nah, I don't hear any of that, man. I don't listen to any of it. Just trying to win football games, man. We deal with the fact that we lost a handful of games. I mean, that's all we're worried about, is just trying to find ways to fix that and, move on. And we got a lot of season left, and we got a lot of ways to turn this thing around. So that's all we can really focus on.
Joe, the NFL has kind of gone out of its way over the last several years to help protect quarterbacks around the league from injury, and yet we still see starting quarterbacks down throughout the league. Is there anything more rules-wise that the league can do to try to help you guys?
I don't know. It's football, man. It's going to happen. If you don't get hurt, you're just really, really fortunate. I mean, everybody deals with it, and at some point or the other, most of the time it happens. It's just one of those things. They can protect you all they want, but in order to truly protect you, it's got to become a 7-on-7 fight football league. There's just no way around it.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. All right, we'll see you.